London, England. Thank you all so much for being here at this unofficial Queen's Wake. Of all the fucking cities in the world to be at right now, it feels like karma. That's what people have said. You get your karma for talking all that shit about England. I was like, no, I'm not. And then September 8th, this bitch is dead. I'm like, oh, no. Yes. What am I gonna do, man? First of all, before I begin, let me say, sorry for all your losses. I know your grandma died. Anyone here feel like she was her grandma? You? No, okay, good. You must have been adopted, motherfucker. No, but for real, any you whites? Any of you feel she was your grandma? Like, what was the favorite food she made for you when you came home from? She loved you like one of her. I made fun of my grandpa at his funeral to his face. He was dead, so I will make fun of your queen, and I will be using notes because I wrote all this shit today. Unlike you guys, I have not cared about this. I was on honeymoon. I got the news that she died. I was actually having sex. September 8th, I was having sex with my wife, and my phone started blowing up. Man, the queen is dead, and I'd like to thank the queen because I did not know it was possible to come that hard. It was fucking. Man, me and my wife got a new fucking porno to watch every time. Just BBC News breaking, the queen has passed. Oh, shit. They should have canceled this show. They really should have canceled tonight. I don't know. They really should not have let this happen. After the queen died, BBC canceled all comedy shows the day after. No comedy shows for like 10 days, like on television. Right? Everything was, after 9/11 happened, Comedy Central was still on the air. You know, like, I really wanted to get a haircut today. That's why I'm bad. I gotta wear this hat. I get a fucking haircut because the fucking queen's dead. What the fuck she have to do with her hair, man? I didn't see anyone at the field. I saw people drunk as shit at a bar, like, keep it, the queen should die every day. I'm very happy to be here. I feel like King Charles must have felt when he learned that his mom was really sick, you know? Like a little concerned, a little nervous, but mostly mad excited. Yes. I've been waiting for this for 70 years, bitch. Camilla, come suck my dick. I'm the king now. Do it like you used to do when I was cheating on Diana. I don't like to go up uninformed. So like I was doing all this research about Queen and her history with colonization. I was like going through Wikipedia and all these articles. I'm like, this bitch is making an Indian man work from her grave? God damn. I was getting a lot of DMs from people. A lot of white people like, don't say anything. Be careful out there, fucking England. As if I'm gonna shit on Manchester United. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not doing, it's just the fucking queen. It's just the queen. Who cares about this fucking old lady? And then a bunch of Indian people like, roast the dead bitch. Roast her. Spit on her grave. Why? What's wrong with you guys, man? I'm not evil. Wear a bulletproof vest. I mean, that was the fun. That shit made me wear a bulletproof vest. Your cops don't have guns. I'll fight a police officer right now. I don't give a fuck. And take a shit in one of his thimble hats. You see those fucking hats? They're fucking goofy as fuck. But I will. If you're expecting me to apologize, or if anyone thinks I'm going to apologize after this, I will. But only after King Charles apologizes for slavery. One woke joke is allowed. I'm very happy to see a lot of brown people here. It's actually, I was expecting a lot, some whites. Any whites? One white? Two, three whites? A few whites in the back? Good, where you belong. I'm just kidding. It's like, what'd you expect an Indian man to do today on stage? He has a microphone, you know, and talk shit. You think I'm not gonna talk shit about the Queen? You think I'm gonna kiss British ass? I'm like, man, I love England. No, I'm not Rishi Sunak, man. I'm fucking talking shit about all you motherfuckers. Dishi Rishi? That's my dude, man. Fuck out. I fuck with Rishi. I fuck with Rishi real heavy, man. Motherfucker got Prada loafers. Well, hell yeah. I wear Prada loafers. I did watch that BBC documentary that they put out about her like 12 hours later. Do you guys see that? Like 12, she was still warm. And they had a whole package of her fucking like death ready to go. Like, oh, she was such a beautiful woman. Like, all I got was she had a lot of hats. And that she drank every morning. She drank with breakfast. Good for her. Yeah, and something had to drown out the screams of all the peoples her family colonized. You know, something had to do it. Oh, I'm losing some of this crowd right now. I know. Don't worry, I'm not concerned. I'm professional, and I have you for an hour and a half. I don't really give a fuck. I'll bounce back. It's now for the audience. What was funny was they interviewed Boris Johnson. Boris Johnson said meeting with the Queen every week was like meeting with a priest every week, which explains why his hair looked like he had just sucked an old man's dick. There you go, Boris. Yeah, explain the joke to her. Explain it to her. I see it. Yeah, it's the fucking mess in the hair. You know, come on, lady. You ain't sucked enough dicks to know that your hair ain't. I don't like how the Daily Telegraph, that's the paper record. The headline today was "A Life Lived of Selfless Service." Self? Don't you guys pay her like $4 million a year? Ain't she worth like $1 billion? She got like $1 billion. Selfless? Man, I will be so selfless if you pay me $5 million. And I will go to every country I helped destroy for $5 million. Not to help them at all, just to see they're still doing poorly. You know? Selfless? Selfless. You guys need to learn English. That ain't selfless at all, man. It's 96 years old. 96 years old. That's old as shit. That's sad, 96 years old. If she lived two more years, she would have been old enough to run for president of the United States, man. Old as shit. I wrote this joke with the help of my friend, and I just gotta let you guys know it's one of my favorites. You know, the Queen obviously survived by 4 children, 8 grandchildren, and of course all the children that were molested by Prince Andrew. That's good, man. That's fucking funny. That's... Thank you. I'm relying on you. You guys are a little wild, but I'm gonna rely on you. This... You guys are American?
Yes, sir!
Yes. Any other Americans here? Clap if you're... Yeah! It's good to know where the Americans are at. Just in case some shit goes awry. And I need to remind all you British fucks who won the battles of Lexington and Concord. Okay. You old man, I see you right there. I'm talking to you. You know, I was raised to think that when I was a kid, that kings and queens had dragons and shit. Dragons and knights. And this lady ruled for 70 years, not a single dragon. Unless you count dragon Prince Philip's dead ass around everywhere. That man looked tired 30 years ago.
Why do we gotta go back to Africa, Liz? Why? That's what we say to them. That's not what we do.
Oh, Prince Philip. Well, I was in Italy for the last 2 weeks, you know. Yeah, I was on honeymoon, hanging out, living life and shit. And before that, I've been on tour for, you know, 6 months straight. And I want to come here and just talk all this shit. And talk shit about normal London shit. Like, why the fuck there's so many candy stores? You know, like... And how does every candy store also a currency exchange? Does someone can? What is that? Anyone is money laundering for sure. But how? Why? Like you go in there, want Skittles, you tap 3 times, they give you like, what? How does it work? And they're the only things open today. It's the only thing open today. It's just every candy store. How? That's why I want to talk shit about it. You can't do that. We're fucking queen is dead. You know, and then I come here and walking down the street everywhere and see a bunch of grown ass Indian people crying. How? Like, I kind of get why, you know, Indian people love the queen so much. But it's also kind of how, like, people love murderers in jail. That's what it feels like. Like, any Indian people love the queen? Yeah, yeah. Why? We just do. Fuck that bitch. Hey, relax, man. I'll do the fuck that bitch, okay? The reason I'm up here is because I do that more eloquently than you. Relax, that's the subtext to everything I've said. Just relax. It's all right, man, don't worry. But why, Indian lady? Why do you love the queen so much? Okay. But whatever. But her parents were. Guys. You think she's winning? This isn't a battle. I just need to genuinely understand as to why the fuck you could love the queen. When did you get here? What's that?
I got here about 6:20 and then I had to...
Not at the show. Not at the show. You landed at Heathrow. I came for the funeral. So you No, I'm talking about when did you arrive in the United Kingdom? 1983. When did your parents want you to come here, or you were like, I gotta go to England? We got time. Just pretend we're waiting on that queue to see the queen. Did you go pay your respects?
I did.
You did? You waited on that line?
No, I didn't wait for the line, but I went to Buckingham.
You went to Buckingham? How the fuck did you go to Buckingham Palace? Are you a diplomat? Or was everyone allowed to go to Buckingham? You were all just allowed? Not inside. Oh, outside. I did that shit too. Thank you, Queen. Love the Queen. Any other celebrities you love? Huh?
We have huge respect for
Avicii. Avicii? The DJ? That's a broad spectrum of... That's a wide range of celebrity love. I'm fascinated by you. And you're... Avicii. The motherfucker who did Levels. And then the Queen of England. So your ideal funeral... will be God Save the Queen on like an EDM beat. I can't. It's too complex. My brain is broken. Avicii and the Queen. I mean, the Queen had no musical talent whatsoever. Avicii, you kind of understand. Maybe you did some drugs sometimes and you were fucking wilding out to his music, but the Queen, Avicii, anyone else that... You can't top Avicii, that's the... What's your name, miss?
Sheena.
And who are you here with?
Sophie.
Who, I mean, I don't need all the names, I mean... like your lady friends, your sisters?
Yeah, my girls.
Your girls. Ooh. Why do you say ooh? And you love the Queen. It's such a... We all love the Queen. The room seems pretty divided.
You got a day off school.
Yo, man, I thought there was an age limit in this fucking show. I understand why, white people love the Queen. I get it. I get why white British people love the Queen. It's like the last reminder of when you used to rule the world. You know what I mean? It's like the last thing that you guys had. Like, we used to be somebody. We used to do some shit. But it's such a weird thing to be proud of. It's an odd thing to be proud of. It's like, oh, this lady's ancestors used to rape and pillage all these other places. We're so proud of that. It's like OJ's kid saying he was a good dad. He was a great provider, that man. He was a running back, too. He did a lot of the good things. So tomorrow, you guys just go back to work?
Yeah.
What a weird come down. After 2 weeks of... Who? Did you guys care for 2 weeks?
No.
Did you... You, miss, you seem honest. What's your name?
Shivani.
Shivani, did you give a shit?
No.
How old are you?
27.
27. Yeah. Sheena seems a little... If she came in 83, you at least 40. Right? I'm not making fun of you. Hey, I'm 36. This 27-year-old's old fucking young as shit to me. But I'm just saying, like, old young people don't give a fuck. Old people are like, my mom. My nan is dead. Whatever will I do with my life?